$100 says I get this ball in that hole in one shot.
Okay, Tiger, I'll take that bet. Wait a minute.
Welcome to the Junkyard Wars Finals. The winner of today's challenge is going to walk away with this heavy metal trophy. But because it's the finals, there'll be no playing around for our two above par teams. That is, if they want to drive themselves to victory.
Okay, you've guessed it. It's golf. But not just ordinary golf. We are talking jumbo junkyard golf. To win the series, the teams must create off-road golf-playing vehicles that can face up to our tricky three-hole course.
Their machines will have to pitch and putt a giant golf ball into supersized holes while navigating this grueling course, which features unsafe sand traps and unforgiving roughs, in as few strokes and as fast as possible.
Let's meet the finalists.
On the green, it's the Jet Doctors, three aircraft technicians who make sure your planes stay in the air.
My name is Kirk Wester.
Hi, I'm Darren Tamanai. Everybody calls me Tama.
Hi, I'm Jeff Higginbotham.
Hands down, we're going to annihilate the competition.
We're the Jet Doctors! Yeah! In the semifinals, these guys cross the finish line first in their Surf Rescue Racer. And helping the Jet Doctors today is expert Kimmerick Smith. He's part of an art troupe called People Hater and quite comfortable making unorthodox machines.
In blue, the High Flyers are a team of airplane aficionados led by North Dakota's former governor.
Hi, I'm Ed, team captain of the High Flyers. My teammates are Rolf and Bob.
We are the High Flyers.
They launch themselves through to the championship by whipping a washing machine sky high. And helping the High Flyers today, it's expert Sean Dines. He restored a gas engine at the age of 10 and, more recently, helped invent a robot that tests the accuracy of golf clubs. These teams are Tiger Woods' worst nightmare.
Jet Doctors!
Yeah!
High Flyers!
Yes!
Teams, welcome back to the junkyard. This is your third trip here. So this time, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy.
We want you to make machines to play a round of off-road golf on our very tricky Junkyard Wars course. Now, you will need to build fast and sturdy all-terrain vehicles armed with contraptions to hit this, our special junkyard golf ball.
All right, teams, the 19th hole is only 10 hours away. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, boy, we're going to have to build something pretty interesting here. We're glad to have you with us, Sean. I hope you know something about this. You got any ideas for us?
Well, what I'm thinking, we'll have some kind of car chassis, some kind of drive shaft coming out here with an arm on it to hit the ball.
What about building something you can do manually?
Well,
just
for a backup?
Some lever you pull with a spring on it. Or...
this engine, you know, like 40, 50 horsepower, we'll have should have enough to hit the ball.
The High Flyers plan calls for a big vehicle, giving them enough room to attach an extra engine. This second motor will power an additional axle with a huge homemade golf club attached to the end of it. When they rev the engine, the club will spin around and smack their golf ball. They'll also add a manual putter. But if they don't have enough power, they'll fall flat on the fairway.
An all-terrain golf-playing machine.
Yeah, tell us what you have in mind for us here.
What we got here for the pitching device, a car tire. And on the top, we have a chute that feeds the ball. And it will actually work a lot like a tennis ball machine. This will all be mounted onto the side of our vehicle.
The Jet Doctors are taking a radical approach. They hope to find a 4x4 vehicle, rip off the doors, and stick a motorized wheel off of the side. They'll surround it with a metal track that should put their golf ball in direct contact with the spinning wheel, creating a quick-rig pitching machine. There's a no-hands rule, so they'll try to put the ball in the hopper with a makeshift grappling claw. Just like the blue team, they plan to make a manual putter for the shorter shots.
We need to get the big items in here.
We need a tire made into a drum is actually going to be what we're going to run the belt around.
Bike parts.
I figure a bike cable to actually open and close the claw, just a bike crank to crank it up and down.
We need a differential, motorcycle engine. Obviously, we need some kind of an all-terrain vehicle. Why don't we go out there, get that stuff, and get going, and let's go.
Let's go out there and get it, guys.
All right, sounds good.
This is our last one.
The finals, High Flyers.
It's the last challenge of the season, and the teams know the junkyard rules. Only the two scavengers from each team are allowed into the yard, while the captain and the expert must stay in the bay.
So it all comes down to this.
The finals.
I love it.
This is going to be great. Two great teams here today.
Yeah.
I'm figuring the High Flyers are going to have an advantage. I mean, he's a former governor. If they look like golfers, right? Yeah. They don't know how to play at all. Never picked up a club. They don't know from Tiger, okay? So it'll be interesting because a couple of the Jet Doctors are golfers. I'm wondering if they're going to have any sort of advantage because they understand the principles of the kinds of hits you need to play golf.
I think you're completely wrong. I think it's playing golf will have absolutely nothing to do with it.
Rolf.
Yes.
In the junkyard for the third time.
Third time.
How far did you think you'd get?
Man, I had no idea. In fact, we've talked about that several times and said, you know, is this what you imagined when we sent in the application?
How strongly do you guys want to win?
Very. You didn't come here from North Dakota to lose.
We found the van.
What do you think of the High Flyers?
They look pretty good guys. Have a lot of years of experience. A little gray hair going.
Former governor, you know.
That's what I heard.
What have you found, my man?
High Flyer Rolf has spotted a Jeep that might make the cut.
Well, we have a vehicle here.
Do you have any feel for mechanics in it? Do you think it might run?
Yeah, I think it might run.
If you guys think it looks good, it'd be a good way to start it.
It looks pretty manageable compared to some of the other stuff. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, and it's four-wheel drive.
Jeff, go ahead, Jeff.
Captain Kirk wants Jeff to jump to warp speed.
Hey, Jeff, we're falling a little behind. We're going to have to give it a little more.
I'm giving it all she's
got, Captain.
More power!
So, both teams have teed off and are taking their first shots at finding junk. Who will stay on the fairway and who will be out of bounds? Stay tuned and find out. Oh! Sorry.
Welcome back to the Junkyard Wars Finals, where both teams are busy in the junkyard looking for just the right parts for their automatic off-road golfing machines.
The Green Jet Doctors and the Blue High Flyers are designing two completely different machines to get their hands on this championship trophy.
The Jet Doctors are going with a golf ball pitching machine.
Insert that in the vehicle and weld it into place.
The High Flyers are putting together a motorized swinging club, and they've come across an old Jeep for the foundation.
Let's bring it in and get hopping on this machine.
Oh, man, they got the Jeep. I wish my team would have gotten that Jeep.
The Jet Doctors aren't as lucky.
Got some flat tires, but we'll check it out.
They've located a messed up minivan.
The van would be good. Bring it in here.
Wrangling this wreck means more than putting their weight into it. It just won't budge.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. Another difficult vehicle to get inside the bay.
High Flyer Rolf is hunting for a motor for their golf machine.
You know, if you could find some kind of a quad or a tri-wheeler or something that has handlebars, something like that, we could build a pretty nifty machine here, I think.
You want fries with that?
But Bob may have already filled this to-go order.
Peter found something pretty neat. It appears to have the clutch hooked up. It's got the sprocket, the chain still on it.
You guys sound like you're working magic
out there in the junkyard. That's exactly what we need.
Hey, do you need some help out there to get that van moving?
We're just spinning tires.
The Junkyard Wars bylaws clearly state that if two can't move it, a team effort is acceptable.
But what's holding them up? Is it the three flat tires? A bad transmission? Will they have to rebuild the entire engine?
Hold on, it's in park. Hold on. You guys had it in park.
Is it a neutral?
That's right now. Oh, gosh.
There we go.
Keep going. Don't stop.
Okay, we've got to tell you guys about our new plan. And here's what we're thinking. why not build our driving mechanism device out here in front?
Everything's kind of flimsy back there. This is nice and solid.
We're going to turn this baby around.
Oh, cool.
Hello, Flyers. Good morning. Did I hear correctly, though, you're going to have two engines?
Yes.
Yes, why? You did.
We're going to take this vehicle as our terrain vehicle, and we're going to take that motorcycle engine over there and build another contraption with an arm that will actually hit that huge golf ball, hopefully lots of yards that way.
With Ed's new plan, they'll try to attach a motorcycle engine to the front end of their junkyard Jeep and hook its chain drive up to another axle. With a large metal golf club welded to the hub, they'll cock the arm back, rev up the extra engine, release the brake, and let her fly. They'll also need a man-powered putter, so this means their golfer will have to sit on the hood and keep from falling off.
The Jet Doctor's minivan is flat out flat.
This tire's completely wasted. We're going to need a replacement.
Why such a big vehicle?
We've got a lot of room to put our mechanisms on the side of the vehicle for the actual shooting of the ball,
okay,
and the putting and all of that.
Explain the mechanism that you're going to use.
I'm going to allow the expert to do that. What we're using is something that's actually a lot like what's used for pitching balls for tennis players.
The Jet Doctors want to modify their minivan and put a spinning wheel in place of the sliding door powered by an extra motor. They'll try to construct a chute to put the ball in direct contact with the wheel, launching it out of the device. They'll also need a manual club for putting and a way to get the ball into the chute. So they'll attempt to pick it up with a mechanical claw and drop it in at just the right spot. But their launcher may have too much topspin to control the ball.
I found a wheel that we might be able to use.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a critical part, Jeff. Good.
Okay, so the Jet Doctors have a wheel for their ball launcher, but they still need to find a way to power it.
What's the kind of motor to run that thing? A gasoline power?
Yeah, keep an eye out.
A motorcycle engine or even a lawnmower engine.
There are plenty of ailing engines in the yard, but these doctors are having a hard time finding a patient worth saving.
It's all busted up too.
Yeah. Okay, and the trek goes on.
It'll be a long day looking for something that doesn't exist again.
The High Flyer's golf machine motor won't do them any good if they don't find an extra axle to swing their club.
We put the sprocket right on that guy. That's what we've been looking for.
So Bob is hoping to make do with his latest discovery.
Should we set the axle up there? Just
kind of get a feeling for where we're going with it.
A good fit. Now they can concentrate on making it swing their golf club.
Professionals in the world of golf have been using machines for decades.
In 1967, the True Temper Company created Iron Byron, the first robotic golf club swinger, to test their equipment's accuracy.
The ideal judge for this pitch and putt final is Frank Garrett.
In between rounds on the golf course, he runs the research and development arm of Wilson Golf. He's designed all sorts of high-tech sports equipment, including clubs and balls.
Frank is well qualified to be a judge in the junkyard. He restored his first old Mustang at the age of 12.
Good. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Make yourself comfy. Let's take a look at our two teams. We've got two best teams that we've got on Junkyard Wars this season. The High Flyers, the Jet Doctors, and they're both making radically different machines.
It's a great contrast when we look at what's important in golf and the way these guys are attacking this.
Okay, let's talk about the Jet Doctors.
Right. And so the problem that they're going to run into with their design is that the ball's going to come out in a motion that really dives. And the ball's going to hit and skip like crazy because of that topspin. So they're kind of in uncharted territory. Well, the High Flyers are building a machine that's pretty much what you'd consider a classic golfing machine. It's hitting a golf ball with something like a club. I think it's not going to be as accurate, and the fairways on this course are tight. And that's going to be a tough challenge for them.
Where would you put your money if you had to choose one of these machines to win the whole thing?
Right now, I'm going to go with the High Flyers.
Really? Why do you go with the High Flyers?
You know, golf is a funny game. As much as people want to make great scores, they also want to see the ball go far.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to hit the ball a lot farther.
Go start collecting some bicycle parts and miscellaneous.
Jet Dr. Jeff is filling his team's prescription for claw components, but he'd better get a move on.
All right, listen up, teams. Welcome to the 6T. You have 6 hours remaining.
This is your six-hour time check. We're doing good.
Wow, we better get working.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and start this thing.
Kimrick and Captain Kirk are scanning their team's minivan for life signs. If it doesn't start up, they'll be golfing nowhere fast.
Yeah, good.
Okay, let's go ahead and give it a try. Let's start it.
All right, see if it starts up.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that it runs, why not rip it apart?
The door is ajar. I think we need to axe the roof.
After the battle to bring this vehicle in, Thomas got a score to settle.
But this is one minivan that's not going down without a fight.
Oh!
But in the end, man is mightier than machine. And Thomas showed this bus who's boss.
I've always wanted a convertible van.
The best part about this day...
What's that, T?
Is that it's very relaxing. Final, huh?
Yeah. It's fun, though. Golf's a great idea.
Yeah. High Flyers machine looks great.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love the chair on the front of the hood. I think that's just cool.
I just thought that'd be simpler, that's all.
This is low-grade scrounging.
Well, what's wrong with the one that was on there?
Unbelievable.
How are the doctors doing?
Not bad.
I got a problem. We can't bend it. It's going to take too long. Do you guys see any plate steel out there?
It's not coming together.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Let's try to start this baby up and see what happens.
The High Flyers are about to find out if their Jeep can handle the job.
Where's the fire extinguisher?
Is he clear up there?
Clear.
Whoa!
Oh. Hey! Hey! It's working!
We got liability insurance card.
All right, just All in right. case.
The High Flyers hope to hit the ball by connecting their motorcycle engine to a car's axle, which will spin the club.
So they're attaching a sprocket for the motorcycle's chain drive to the center of the axle. And all of their hopes are pinned on this salvaged bike motor.
Third build, and we thought we'd make this real easy on you, know, a nice day of golfing. And yet you find a way to make it difficult for yourselves.
Rolf, our number one scrounger, and Bob, our number one welder, have assured us that knowing that junkyard as well as they do these days, that this is the best we're going to find out there.
We have searched our entire inventory. This is our finest model.
Oh, are you guys in a lot of trouble?
Yeah,
Holy smokes, this is the best you can find.
It doesn't look so great, but... We're going to just take a chance. We're going to mount it. If it doesn't start, we've lost some time.
Okay.
Jeez.
It's been there a while.
The jet doctors are losing time looking for their motor. They haven't come across one they can use in their golf ball pitching machine.
Yeah, the carburetor's gone. It's not something I can make. Yeah, it's unfortunately that's toast.
His fruitless search for a motor is making Tama take out his frustrations on some innocent junk.
But in the junkyard, things are always darkest before the dawn.
Yeah, we found a little gas motor. Looks like it was for a pressure washer, perhaps.
Put it anywhere, Tama. Huh? Oh, this is nice.
Is it?
At least expert Kimrick won't have to work too hard to try out their new toy.
Oh, don't look at that. Well, that kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't even expecting it to start.
Tyler, when you see the High Flyers out in the course... You're going to see a man riding on the hood, firing off an arm which is attached to a smaller engine and a wheel, an axle. It's going to be crazy.
Sounds like one of Ed's post-election win parties, actually. Jet doctors are, they've got an interesting idea. Have you ever seen a baseball pitching machine?
Of course.
Well, that is their idea.
How do they get the ball, though?
Well, they're going to build the claw, and they're going to get the claw, and they're going to pick the ball up and then maneuver it into the hopper. Straight through, down the fairway.
It's going to be a tricky thing to figure out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now that the jet doctors have their extra motor and wheel, they'll need to get their golf ball pitching machine to spin.
We're going to have to use a pulley and a belt to drive this tire that's going to shoot our ball.
Captain Kirk's crew has their orders, so Jeff and Tama are stocking up on some beat-up belts and pulleys to drive their ball launcher.
He's been on here a while.
I'm going to weld that on. That's nice. That is a match set?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
All came off the same vehicle.
No, that's great, because what'll happen is if we bust one, we have a spare.
Well, I'm willing to take the chance, only because it looks to me like it's going to run. That doesn't always mean it will, but...
Despite his team's objections, Governor Ed is still pushing to mount their motor before they test it.
I mean, it's a two-stroke engine. There's not a whole, there's not a whole lot of things that can go wrong with it.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I'm thinking it'd just be further away from the sprocket a little bit.
Ed's made his ruling, but it won't stop Rolf from worrying.
I sure hope this works. I still have some concerns about whether or not we're going to be able to generate enough speed with this engine.
It's too late to agonize over that now. Their untested golf machine motor is already being added to their Jeep.
Across the wall, expert Kimrick is busy assembling the Jet Doctor's ball-grabbing claw.
Well, that always hurt going to my neck.
It can clamp, it just won't let go.
Kimrick's claw is taking forever to finish, and their pitching machine is still grounded.
Their golf club motor is mounted, but the high flyers are having trouble with their chain drive.
No, that would not be good. It's that one.
They've welded in their motor in exactly the wrong place. So now their chain is half a link too long.
That's not going to do us any good. It'll fall out. It's going to rip right off there.
Ed's rush to attach their motor is going to cost them valuable time.
We're heading for the back nine, and things are just starting to get interesting. Who's going to hit the rough, and who will have a straight shot to the pin? Stick around and find out.
Welcome back to the Junkyard Wars Final, where two top teams are trying to make golfers from garbage in just 10 hours.
The Jet Doctors, a gang of airline mechanics, are building a golf ball pitching machine on the side of their minivan.
I have some new material I have to cut up, and I've cut that loose still.
The High Flyers of North Dakota have mounted their motorcycle engine to an axle on the front of their Jeep, and in their rush to finish...
We put it up there, we mount it, we weld it all in.
They realize the chain that drives their golf club is half a link too long.
You've got that welded down solid, right?
It's welded in there pretty good.
Okay.
And they have no way of removing only half a link. Cool.
Luckily, they brought Bob along, and he's got a practical solution.
If we can adjust the tension on and then just tighten the bolt up.
By welding a metal rod in just the right spot, they'll bend the chain in its path, forcing it to remain taut.
Yes.
Rolf, talk to me. What's going on?
Compared to the other two builds, we appear to be way ahead of the game, and that's frightening because...
Yeah.
I mean, really, that scares me.
That means we're missing something, right?
A little bit of complacency that isn't a good thing. In the other builds, at this point, we were absolutely panicked, and... You know, we got miles to ride here, too.
4 hours remaining!
Oh, that's bad.
Whoa, 4 hours!
Golf clap.
Okay, fire.
The Jet Doctors have two plans for coming in under par. For the long drives, they're building a golf ball pitching machine.
It would nail me right here. You might tow it out, like, just about. Just yeah, that's good. That'll clear.
And check out how they're going to get the ball into the pitcher.
Here's our little claw. We still have a little tweaking to do with the mechanism. We're going to drop the claw over the ball.
Okay.
It's going to close up on the ball. We'll lift the ball up, and we'll put it over our shooting mechanism and drop it in.
Now, what about your putter?
Jeff and Tom are both working on the putter. They'll have it done.
You guys know what you're doing up here?
We think.
All right.
The High Flyers need a putter of their own, so Bob scrambles his team's number one scrounger. So High Flyer Rolf is sent circling in search of a suitable wheel.
I think I have the wheel you're talking about.
I'm bringing it in.
Good job, Rolf. You know that?
Junkyard like the back of your hand.
Yeah.
Bob's cutting out the hub to give their putter a way to pivot.
How's this for our putter?
Yeah, that's good.
Our putter and our whacker.
Yeah.
Jet Doctors Jeff and Tama are placing their putter.
While expert Kimrick continues to concentrate on their claw.
Here we go.
They've finally pieced it together and are putting their putter to the test.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Do we need any more critical parts out in the yard right now?
Yep.
The High Flyers are sinking fast. They still need to figure out a way to control their golf ball whacking motor.
I get the chair mounted.
If it all works, we'll cut the cable down and re-weld it on.
They'd like to attach emergency brakes from cars to control the golf machine's motor, but they're one short.
I'm going out to get another emergency brake lever.
I smell rubber burning. What's that?
As they say, where there's smoke, there's...
a fire.
Fire?
Yep.
Fire. Fire, guys,
Yeah, hike us out.
2 hours remaining, team.
2 hours.
This is your two-hour check.
We're starting to fall behind here.
All right. Here we go.
All right, Kimrick, is this thing going to work?
It seems like it. We've kind of done some little preliminary tests. And, here you go.
Oh, what a drive.
Of course, it'll be spinning much, much faster than that.
What are you mostly worried about?
Finishing.
Yeah.
Finishing.
Finishing is also a problem for the High Flyers. They have committed a major junkyard war crime. There's less than 2 hours remaining, and they haven't even tested their golf machine's motor.
Let's do a little test shot.
All right.
Contact. Well, the question is, why doesn't it go?
Things are in motion for the jet doctor.
Actually, that's perfect. Be open at the top so you can feed it in.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
They're finally mounting their launcher's motor.
The motor's got to move in, though, because it's rubbing on the tire a bit.
Well, it's okay if it rubs on the tire a little.
But business is still bad for the high flyers.
Well, there's no reason why this thing shouldn't start.
Cool.
Their unresponsive golf machine motor just won't turn over.
Shoot.
Come on.
See if it goes in the bin. Oh yeah.
Frantic building now in the last little stretch.
It is, and I think there's a lot of work to do. But I think the high flyers have chosen a club design that's going to give them some problems. I'm still concerned about the stiffness of that shaft and the way they've designed their club.
How about the jet doctors?
I'm not real impressed with the jet doctor's putter, though.
Really, was it?
It's flimsy. If you look at the design, it's a very thin piece of metal.
I spoke to Kirk and Kimrick with the jet doctors, and I asked them about, you know, in the hopper system. Remember, we were talking about topspin. There's going to be a lot of topspin on that ball. They don't seem overly concerned with that.
They haven't seen the golf course.
Right. So who's your money on?
Well, I've seen the way you abuse judges who are not consistent. So I'm going to stick with the high flyers.
Because
of their putter.
It comes down to the putter.
I really think the putter is going to decide it in this thing.
Hi, Flyers. You getting this started?
Karen, what a nice time for you to show up.
What happened?
We don't know. It has gas, it has spark. It should be running, it isn't.
What are you trying to do? I mean, what's your first guess as to what to fix?
The way we welded it on here, we're only getting about half of a push with our starter lever here.
Right.
So we're going to try moving this forward on the shaft to see if we can get a stronger pull to it to get it started. Somehow we have to get a longer stroke on our kickstart. Mm-hmm.
High flyers, jet doctors, 30 minutes teams, 30 minutes now.
Oh, man.
30 minutes? Can we drill a hole in the roof, stick it in, then weld it?
Whatever you want.
Where are we? Are you done?
Everything's in place. We're just doing a little fine-tuning.
I want proof.
You want proof. Okay.
The claw works, it drops into the hopper, and it fires. I want the engine. I want it all. There we go.
Did it go? How far out did it go?
They shot it into the wall.
Oh.
10 minutes, teams. This is your 10-minute time check.
Woo-hoo! 10 minutes.
10 minutes. We need 10 hours.
The high flyers are feeling desperate.
And the jet doctors still have one thing left to deal with.
Do you have an ace?
Nope. Go fish.
Oh, no.
What I like is that the jet doctors are cleaning their bay.
Always nice to have a clean team. The time to count down. Here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tools down. Thomas, step away from the broom. Put your tools down. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.
How about a nice golf clap?
It's so disappointing. We got all the machines ready to go. We get down to the test fire and can't start that motorcycle motor.
I think it's unfortunate that we ended the day on such a frustrating note. And I really have faith we'll get that motor going during the first hour tomorrow morning. So we'll be there.
So will the high flyers get their motor started and eagle their way to the championship in their junkyard Jeep with its front-mounted mechanical club?
Or will the jet doctors drive to victory in their modified minivan and its powerful pitching machine?
The fairway final is next.
Welcome back to the Junkyard Wars Finals. The High Flyers and the Jet Doctors have spent 10 hours building off-road golfing machines out of junk. And now it's time to tee off on this, the Junkyard Wars Course of Death.
We've created a magnificent 3-hole course out here in the middle of nowhere. The machines will tackle each hole in turn, and the fewest number of strokes will win. Oh! The Junkyard Wars golf course is comprised of 3 harsh holes full of sand traps, dog legs, and roughs. The teams will have to pitch accurately because after teeing off, they're not allowed to touch the ball themselves. Everything must be done by the machines. If the ball lands in a position where they can't retrieve it, they'll get a penalty stroke.
As usual, we're allowing our teams 1 hour to put the finishing touches on their Goliath golfing gizmos.
The High Flyers have a long list.
Finish raising the motorcycle and get that door off over there.
But most importantly, they've got to get their golf machine motor, which refused to start yesterday, up and running.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we're okay.
If they don't, they'll be forced to use their manually powered putter instead. Did you get that engine started yet?
Well, amazingly enough, we figured though, since we went through everything and everything was working, so we cut the bike off and raised it up so we could get a full roll on the Kickstarter, and that seems to do it with this high compression engine.
Very nice.
Let's try it out.
Give Sean a couple of goes at this, and then...
Almost.
I know.
Almost. All right, we'll have it running by the time we tee off.
Okay. So, while the High Flyers flounder, the Jet Doctors are at cruising speed. Now, Tommy, you've got a metronome on the top of your van. What's up with that?
Our first series of challenges, we had a very good time with the Navy bunch that was here.
The Missile Masters,
right? And that was their good luck charm.
We're using it today for our sighting mechanism for the ball. We'll actually look down the course and guide our shot with the ball on the hole.
What have you been fixing on the Delta Duster in your last moments of tinker time?
Building some safety cages, working on the delivery system of the ball.
Fix the windshield wipers.
What is that, a 5-iron?
I believe so.
Nice.
I thought it would be the best iron for the job.
Frank, we're in uncharted territory here. Junkyard golf, it's a first. So there's got to be some rules that we have to follow, right?
There are. And actually, the rules of golf are pretty simple. We just had to make a couple changes.
This is one of them.
First one is the ball.
Okay, a little bigger.
A little bigger, so the clubs are a little bit more...
Beefier?
Beefier.
Yeah, good way of putting it. Let's look at the Jet Doctors.
I think what you're going to find is the Jet Doctors' ball flight is going to be lower, and it's going to come out, and it's going to dive. And if they keep it on the fairway, and it bounds along, they're going to get an advantage.
Overall, the High Flyers, happy, not happy?
I think their club is still problematic. They really should have had a more substantial shaft, and they are going to have the less accurate machine.
How about the putter for the High Flyers?
It's fixed to the axis of the vehicle.
Yeah.
So if they line up the car wrong, they're not correctly
laced. No luck. Where do you put your money? Do you go with the High Flyers, or do you go with the Jet Doctors?
I have to go with the Jet Doctors at this point.
You're changing.
I am.
Right before my eyes, you're changing your mind.
I think their approach is much bolder, and I think it's much more fun.
It's time to tee off on our off-road golf course. The first hole has a sand trap to the right, a bit of brush to the left, and a slightly secluded green. Hole number one is a par three, which means they should be able to sink their ball in 3 strokes or less.
Now that's a hole.
The Jet Doctors have won the pregame tee toss.
We're going to choose second.
So the High Flyers are up first, golfing into the great unknown.
Ball in just the right place, Rolf.
Yeah.
But first, they've got to get their golfing machine motor to turn over.
You want to do it, Ed?
Go for it. All right. I don't...
Their engine is running. Let's just hope they can keep it together.
Ooh, and they've lost their gas tank.
A quick fix and the High Flyers are ready to roll.
Tyler to Karen, get that flag up. It's the first shot for the High Flyers.
High Flyers, are you ready?
Yeah.
You think now? Tee off. A clean hit and they shoot a little to the left.
Good distance.
They're halfway to the hole.
We can live with that one.
Happy with that, right?
I'm happy with that one.
The High Flyers are barreling down the fairway towards their second stroke.
They're reasonably out in the open. They have a pretty good chance for their next shot. I think they're in great shape.
And now Bob's beginning his ball launching ballet.
What's Bob doing with that metal bar? What is that all about?
They have figured out a sighting device so that they can orient the machine. And if the driver lines up the pin, that bar, and his sight,
right,
they're in position and they're
excellent
online.
Tyler, looks like they've lined up the shot, and they are ready to take it.
Oh. Nice! Beautiful shot!
Oh!
Yeah, nice jump shot.
Nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
They're 2 strokes in and looking good.
Okay, here come the High Flyers.
Oh, they're definitely in putting range from that distance.
They hope this is the final shot on this hole.
Ooh, not enough juice.
Yeah.
They weren't able to get it over the sand and then onto the green. So they're about to take their 4th shot.
All right. They finally reached the green.
From the hole.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Bob has got the putter in position. Here's the shot. Oh!
Oh, and he left it short.
Unfortunately, just missed the hole by a bit. He's basically an inch away now. Oh, so it'll be only six shots for the High Flyers if they get it in on this next one.
Hey, what was that?
That is a hole for the High Flyers.
All right, and how many strokes?
Well, it looked like six, but there was a slight little extra tap by the High Flyers, so it's going to be seven strokes on the first hole for the High Flyers.
Man.
Well, you're up.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Teeing off for the Jet Doctors, it's expert Kimrick and Captain Kirk.
There you go, Kirk, official Junkyard Wars golf ball.
Thank you, Tama.
Will their innovative design do the trick? Jet Doctors, are you ready for your first shot?
Yes.
You may now tee off.
Here's the pitch. It's a line drive straight down the fairway. Nice.
And the Jet Doctors are chasing their ball, hoping to sink it in under seven shots.
Should we putt that? I don't think we can get it that far.
All right.
They're halfway to the green and about to premiere their ball-grabbing claw.
Okay, wait till we tell her ready.
It actually works, but if they drop that ball, it'll count as a stroke.
A little more speed.
Oh, a solid shot right past the green.
It's going to go right through, hit the shrub. It's about another 10, 15 feet from the hole.
They're closing in for the kill.
I think we're going for the putter now.
Going. We're still going.
If the Jet Doctors sink this one, they'll win the hole with room to spare.
Oh, no, that's very nice. Rolling. It's on the green.
Karen, the Jet Doctors are on the green in three. They miss the putt, but they're still four shots ahead of the High Flyers.
Okay, respectable.
If their minivan can make it to the green.
Okay, hold it. Let's back up. I'm going to have to take a run at this berm, but I don't want to damage our... Okay, but don't hit the ball. I don't want to hit the ball. I don't want to hit our scoop.
So here they come over the top. Nice job.
Go.
They're inches away from winning this hole.
Very close to touching
good
that ball.
Coordination there.
Is this for birdie?
Yes! Oh! It's a yeah!
Woo-hoo-hoo! Karen, the Jet Doctors are in four. It's a bogey!
Yeah!
Oh,
all right. So the score is 7-4, and the Jet Doctors have a three-stroke lead.
And it's not over yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Rolf.
With the Jet Doctors in the lead by only three strokes, it's time for hole number two.
This unholy hole has a landing strip on the left, complete with a crashed missile, some tough-looking rough on the right, and a bumpy fairway, all leading to a ghastly green. Hole number two is a par four.
The High Flyers are discussing their shooting strategy, figuring out how to keep the ball on the fairway. The boys in blue are totally focused.
Can you see through those things?
No, but they look cool.
Yeah.
Tyler to Karen, you can start the High Flyers on their second hole.
You may now tee off.
There it goes. Nice shot.
Hit.
Oh, it's right into the scrub.
The High Flyers' misdirected drive has put them more than halfway to the green, but they've ended up in some unruly rough.
How about if you drive around and come through the bush and we'll try to putt on the fairway?
That Jeep is just the thing for getting into those hard-to-reach places.
They are just acting like the rough is not even there.
Bob's being conservative, taking a chip shot to put them back on the fairway.
Good. They're rolling. It's on the fairway.
Yeah, on the fairway.
Nice.
Very good.
Nice.
A wise move, but that extra shot means a big decision.
Want to use the putter, or should we whack it with the big one? I think we better go with the hand.
Attempting a putt that far is a gamble. Let's hope Bob has the muscle to make it to the green.
Okay, we ready?
Not good enough. They're still 50 feet from the hole.
I think we're in good shape.
Yeah.
I do.
Here's the shot.
Here it comes.
Nice shot. Beautiful shot. Great golf shot. They're about 12 feet from the pin. It looks like pretty much a straight shot in as long as they can line that Jeep up properly. We got a flag up.
Well, what happened?
Karen, they were looking at their fifth shot. Their wheel pushed a branch. The branch pushed the ball, and that means they're going to get a penalty stroke.
Oh. The pressure is on.
There's a shot!
Yeah!
Baby, that was sweet. They get six strokes, and they're back in the game.
So what's your angle on this hole, then?
We're going to play slightly conservative to try to keep our numbers low, and... With a slight edge of aggressiveness. We'll have to see what happens on our first hit.
A little passive aggressive then, a little.
That's what I would call it also, yes. Here we go. All right. Thanks. I need a ball.
The Jet Doctor's machine performed well on the first hole, but this is an entirely different story. Everything needs to run smoothly. Uh-oh. The Jet Doctors are stuck on the runway, unable to start their motor before their turn at hole number two.
The reason?
No, the other way, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff was spinning the wheel in the opposite direction of the engine. Now that they're both going the same way, it's time for tea.
Tyler to Karen, the Jet Doctors can fire at will.
Tee off! It's a beautiful shot. Tyler, the Jet Doctor's got a great bounce.
The High Flyer, not happy to hear about that at all.
The green team is underway.
Whoa, good grab. Tyler, we got a clean grab on the ball.
And here's their second shot.
Beautiful.
That ball, it just has a nose for the hole. They are about, right now, 20 feet away from that hole. And it's a straight shot from here.
Straight back.
The Jet Doctors are parallel parking their minivan, hoping to pull even further ahead of the High Flyers.
Putting is a funny part of this game. There's no guarantees.
Yeah. There it goes.
It's in.
Oh! Beautiful shot!
No! The Jet Doctors just lipped the cup.
It's going to be another shot for the Jet Doctors. It's in. It's in!
Yes!
Got it.
With a score of 13-8, it's clear that Captain Kirk has set his putter on stun.
Tough for the Flyers, man. Looking tough.
So, with one hole left, the Jet Doctors have soared past the High Flyers by 9 strokes. But the blue team isn't through yet. They know a good score on this next hole could turn this championship around.
This third and final hole is the longest, with a harrowing hairpin dogleg right in the middle. Hole number three is a par four.
We're going to try to cut the distance here, go off over this pile of brush, and hopefully save a couple of strokes that way.
Instead of sticking to the fairway, the High Flyers are taking a big risk by trying to take a shortcut. It's now or never. Every shot counts.
Tyler to Karen. The High Flyers can start on hole number three.
Tee off! A clean hit, but a messy landing. They fell short and landed in the rough.
This is where that four-wheel drive comes in handy.
Ed and Bob have their hands full, clearing a path for their next shot. They're ready to shoot.
Oh, nice shot! Nice shot! Karen, looks like the High Flyers made a great shot. It's actually gone past the fairway.
Yes.
It's cleared the brush, and they have a good look at the green.
With this smoky third shot, they may actually stay in the game.
Oh.
It looks like they let the brake off of their mechanism before they engaged the clutch.
That small operator error has cost them another penalty stroke. But they're pushing on.
Here we go. Nice shot. Oh, right into the barbed wire.
Through.
Come on, baby.
Come on.
An excellent shot. They're just outside the green area. Bob and Ed have put the ball about 20 feet from the pin. They're setting up for their fifth shot. Everything they've accomplished this season is coming down to these last moments.
A great putt. They're practically on top of the hole.
Good shot.
The High Flyers are set up for what looks like it might be their final putt.
And they can't afford to miss.
Oh, it just hits the lip and it rolls.
These boys in blue cannot catch a break.
Okay, stop right there.
All right, Karen, the High Flyers are back at it. Bob's in the driver's seat. One final shot, hopefully, for the High Flyers. It's in the hole!
All right!
7 strokes for the High Flyers on hole number three.
Tyler, I'm curious, though, has the governor demanded a recount yet of the strokes?
The High Flyers have done their best with what they've built.
Now it's time to see if the Jet Doctors can hold on. It's their last hole. They're a comfortable 12 strokes ahead, but in this game, anything can happen.
Everything appears to be going perfectly. Just look at this superior design. The claw's working great, that pitching machine unstoppable. Their multi-directional putter is making mincemeat of that talented team from North Dakota.
How many more times does he have to miss? Like nine or something like that?
All that's left is an easy putt that should put the Jet Doctors in the winner's circle.
Kirk shoots.
Oh.
And he misses the putt.
He misses a two-foot putt.
Keep going, turn right. Stop. Oh! No way! It was in the hole. It came right out.
You're not going to believe what just happened. The ball went in the hole.
And it bounced out.
Nuh-uh.
Carefully.
It's it!
So in the end, the Jet Doctors prevail with a total of 16 strokes, four less than the High Flyers.
Thank you. Good game.
Yeah, good job.
We do have two teams here that really were winners, but unfortunately, only one can walk away with this trophy, and sadly, it's not going to be the High Flyers. No. But you guys did a great job. Let's hear it for the High Flyers. Sean, Rolf, Bob, the ex-governor of North Dakota, and they're the cream of the crop, the top of the heap. They are the Jet Doctors. The man with the plan. It's Kimmerich.
Nice job, Kimmerich. Congrats.
What can you say about Jeff? Jeff!
Yeah.
The man speaks for himself. Thomas!
Yeah.
Captain Kirk!
Yeah!
Live on run.
Congratulations. The entire team, get on up here. Get yourself a trophy.
Jeff,